Dustin, it looked like you had a little bit of a trouble kind of finding your groove early on, but those last two innings were very strong.
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt a little sluggish the first inning. So, but you're going to have those days, and it's important. I found a good release point there in the second inning, and everything went good from there.
It's important, too, that even though you did feel sluggish in the first and you threw as many balls as strikes, you still really only gave up one hard-hit ball, and if the inning was clean, you wouldn't have given up a run.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have innings like that. I mean, you're going to have innings to throw more pitches than that. It's just, you know, limit the damage the best you can. And yeah, like you said, I mean, there's only one hard-hit ball, so you can build off of that and say, hey, you know, that's when you say, if I just find a strike zone, you know, make them put it in play. They're not hitting it hard right now, and that's the plan from the start, really, is just to make them hit the ball. But yeah, that first inning, that was just a little out of whack.
And the second and third, all it was for you was getting comfortable in a release point?
Yeah, I was just getting arm up a little bit. I found it in that first inning. It was just seemed like it was a little low because I was cutting it a little bit and everything was high. So I just raised it up a little bit. You know, you got to be able to make adjustments when you're pitching.
Do gun readings matter to you at all?
No, not anymore. Like I said before, guys at this level, it doesn't matter how hard you throw. You know, the best guys can hit whatever. This is major leagues. I mean, you can throw it 105. If it's straight, it's when you hit hard. So it's about pitching now. You know, you got to rely on movement and location.
And yet the last two fastballs you threw in the game were the two hardest fastballs you threw. So does that indicate strength and lack of fatigue or anything like that?
No, I started feeling better as the game went on, and I think that's a good sign that, you know, I feel like I get stronger as the game goes and not the opposite way, get a little weaker. So, you know, that's a bonus for me.
And just as someone who's been watching this team the last few years rather than being an active participant, to see what's going on here this spring, I mean, there really seems like a legitimate positive vibe around here. And if you go on to win this game, that's 10 in a row without losing. I mean, I know it's spring training and the wins and losses don't matter, but it's a lot more fun to win than it is to lose.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's a good habit to get into is winning. And, you know, you win a lot of games and, you know, guys get that feeling and see what it's like. And then, you know, hopefully it continues. But, yeah, this team's exciting to watch. I mean, a lot of young guys, a lot of energy. And I know even for me, I feel like I'm one of the older guys now, and just – I'm kind of amazed at some of the energy you see out of these guys.